conditional use permit, proposed nightly rental use for single-family home located at 6397 State Highway T, Branson.
Okay, getting faster. I'm ready. John Jones is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use in an R1 single-family residential district. As per the Taney County Assessor's information, the property is approximately 0.735 acres in size. It's lots number 5 and 6 with part of vacated Outing Street included in the parcel, with one single-family home built in 1965, located in the Long Beach subdivision. Excuse me. Access to the parcel is from State Highway T to an unnamed 50-foot wide road right-of-way shown on Long Beach plat. Parcels to the northeast and west of the proposed nightly rental are residential lots located in the same subdivision zoned R1 district. Parcel to the south across State Highway T is a 2-acre parcel zoned A1. Single-family home is a 2-bedroom, therefore the maximum occupancy would be 6 persons. So I'll read this staff recommendation, but this is the one I'm going to use for your nightly rentals. It's a little bit different than the previous one, so I'll read through this one, but then I'll ask if you have any questions on the other nightly rental conditional use permits. So if the Taney County Commission would approve conditional use permit 21-002, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. One is compliance with the applicable provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations to include Articles 023 and 024. Two, required signage. A sign shall be posted within 5 feet of the front door of the nightly rental single-family home containing the following information. A, name and telephone number of local representative. B, name and address of the owner. C, contact information for Planning Department, Taney County Sheriff's Office. D, the maximum occupancy permitted. E, the number of off-street parking spaces provided. And the maximum number of vehicles allowed to be parked on the property. F, the solid waste disposal collection day provided by a solid waste company. 3, occupancy would be based on the 2-bedroom single-family home, would be a maximum of 6. 4, for parking, for occupancy of 6, a total of 3 parking spaces would be required. 5, solid waste disposal, management company or waste collection provider shall provide weekly solid waste collection during all months that the nightly rental is available for rent. 6, safety, all nightly rentals shall contain a minimum of 1 operable fire extinguisher, smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms in compliance with the local fire district regulations where applicable. 7, Missouri Department of Revenue compliance. A valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuing of a zoning certificate. 8, Fire Protection District inspection. Each nightly rental unit shall be inspected annually by the fire district unless waived by the local fire district in order to determine whether it meets adequate safety requirements of the applicable adopted fire codes. Prior to the issuance of a zoning certificate, the owner shall make all necessary alterations to the dwelling unit as required by the fire district official pursuant to the applicable adopted fire codes. 9, required buffering. A buffer shall be installed on the east property line. We're talking specifically about this application. In the form of a proposed 6 to 8 foot high privacy fence unless otherwise modified by the Planning Commission. Any structure utilized for nightly rental and any residential land use, the required buffer will be at the discretion of the Planning Commission. So this is all the way at the end of T Highway. I mean, T Highway ends basically right back here. And Forsyth's just across the lake from it. Here's our subject parcel highlighted here. This is the 50-foot platted road right-of-way that's never been developed, except it has been used as a driveway and some gravel on it. So the Planning Commission did approve a special use nightly rental permit in 2018 for this house here. Here's your zoning map, just for reference. I'm just barely off of State Highway T, just into the driveway. And there's a picture of the driveway on that platted road easement. You see two public hearing signs because he's seeking a variance for a deck on the east side, which will be heard Wednesday night. What you see in the background here is State Highway T. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for the opportunity to speak here. My name is John Jones. This is my wife, Lindsay. We reside in the Cedar Meadows subdivision off of State Highway T, about 6 miles from this property. Although I was born in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and raised in the Ozarks, I've been in Florida for the last 21 years. Just moved back here. Our intentions for this property were to have a lake house. We've purchased a boat, but we also would like the opportunity to have the option of a nightly rental. It's not our going to be intention to run this as a full-time business. We're highly sensitive to the neighbors. We've become close friends with the neighbor just to the east. My wife will be the property manager solely. She'll be available 24 hours a day. Just to give you a little background on myself, I have extensive experience in both real estate and construction and resort management. Licensed contractor in Florida for over 20 years, built over 400 homes. I'm currently the director of the Holiday Hills Resort at the end of Highway T, manager of a property that has 868 units, and fully aware of how to manage a property and maintain peace and safety for everyone involved. So adding one more door is definitely within my capacity. The neighbors to the east have been very supportive of our proposal to turn it to nightly rental under certain conditions. I'm happy to read a letter that she wrote for me. She says, "To whom this may concern, we are okay with Mr. John Jones turning the property behind me at 6397 State Highway T in Branson, Missouri, either for nightly rentals or monthly, as long as the privacy fence is placed before renting to anyone. Also, no loud parties or people doing drugs. They should be screened before renting, too. John has been doing this type of business for many years and manages things well, so I'm sure he will find only the best renters. John manages a resort, very good at his job, so I'm confident that he will have no problems with this property, and I'm in favor of him renting this property out." And then she goes on to say some personal things about me, which I won't admonish myself in this hearing. But, Lindsay and I would just like to have a place that we can go and boat and enjoy Lake Taneycomo and the beautiful Ozarks. There's a separate boathouse here that was very dilapidated. We plan on doing a full renovation of it. We've already been in contact with Mr. Jeff Labeda to talk about proposed additions, renovations to it. We haven't met anybody else in the neighborhood because the house has been in a state of construction. It's completely gutted right now. But over the last 4 months, we've done some significant improvements, including adding about 2 feet of gravel to that access road. There was some severe drainage problems from the west as it slopes downhill. This year's winter and the multiple snows that we had created massive drainage problems. So we've cleaned out the culvert at the front of the road, but then also added in a second culvert. Our plan is, if approved, to pave that road leading up and into the driveway. We've removed 14 trees from the property that were falling over. We've cleaned out space for more than 4 parking spaces. There was an existing RV pad there, which we have moved to the right of the driveway, elevated it, widened it, made it 54 feet. I have several family members in Little Rock, Arkansas, who all have RVs. We pulled a septic permit, there was only a requirement for a 500-gallon tank. We added a 1,500-gallon tank just to make sure that we had plenty of coverage for it. But the intention here really is for personal use. We've got lots of family, from a large Italian family and cousins and aunts and uncles and brothers and sisters and nephews that will use this property mostly. Lindsay and I have no intention of being full-time landlords at this property, but like I said, we would just like the option. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Do we have anyone in the audience that signed up to speak on behalf of the application? Anyone that signed up that's opposed to the application? Want to go ahead and come back up?
Sure.
See if we got any questions we can throw your way.
Okay.
Any comments, questions for the applicant?
I have one for the Planning Commission. His neighbor met me in the office this afternoon for probably 30 to 45 minutes and looked through his variance and this, and his only concern was the fence. He didn't know how far, so I told him to come, but he said, no, I'm fine. But he was wondering how far the fence, if the Planning Commission would specify how far down, which I knew that we might get into some site issues. I know there's a lot of bushes here. But I would ask that they address at least along that property line how far of a requirement that buffer fence would be through the Planning Commission, because it's at your discretion. If you could talk that out with the applicant, and that way I'd know specifically what your thoughts were.
What was the plan so far?
So the property is maybe 10 feet in slope to that house. We would like privacy as well. And so the plan is to put an 8-foot privacy fence from anywhere each of us could see each other. There is a view at the southern portion of the property towards the lake that's opened up during the winter when the foliage is gone that we would like to keep. But again, it slopes to the south toward the road at a pretty decent grade that a 6-foot fence should be appropriate. We will probably carry the fence all the way to the north side of the property. If you notice on the northeast corner there, there's a burned down, what I've been told was a former meth lab trailer that's been sitting there in complete disarray for 20 years. And I have no desire to look at that from that property. And so I would imagine that we're going to go all the way to the back, the northeast corner, at least to the southern edge of their property where their house is, and then drop it to a 6-foot fence to the road if necessary.
So,
would you make your neighbor happy?
Yeah, definitely.
So somewhere in that area where Scott's drawn it to, or would you prefer to point it out where you think your preference would be?
In this house, about right here would be the cutoff where you couldn't see anyone and they couldn't see this property. Like I said, there's a beautiful view back here. There's a giant bluff, beautiful pasture land. It's overflowed from the river. And I don't want to block that view if we can. And I think if we had, you know, whatever they want, I'll make them happy, whatever they want. But from here to here, I probably wouldn't do it unless they asked me to, but I think when we've discussed it, anything up to here where they can't just see in our property is enough. I'm not wanting to block the entire property.
So what's that distance, Scott?
From the back to the first bend is 120 feet, and then it's about 31. I just roughly drew it out. 31 from where
the turn.
Property
turn.
Line. Correct, turn. Thank you, Tom.
So basically 150 feet?
Yeah, that's where we're at.
Yep. That's fine.
Sounds about right.
If we were to include that in the motion?
Absolutely.
Anyone have enough information to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve and add 150 feet.
Of 8-foot fence?
Okay.
Okay, we've got a motion. Do we have a second?
I second it.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you all.